All right, Rebbe, say good morning. So we're continuing in the piece from the Kedushas Levi. So remember, again, focusing on the pasuk, Va'Abraham zokin ba bayomim, Va'Hashem birachas Abraham bakol. And Abraham was old, advanced in days, ba bayomim, and Hashem blessed Abraham with everything. So remember, again, yesterday, we saw that the Rebbe was focusing on the concept of kol. So remember, before we go on, so the first thing, there's a number of different pieces here. The first thing that the Rebbe quoted was the idea that the Gemara that says, Bakol, what does mean Hashem bless Abram with everything? So the Gemara quotes an opinion that says, Bakol means Bas. He had a daughter. Okay, that was piece number one. Piece number two, the Rebbe says that, if you remember again, the Gemara says that every single day a bas kol comes out from Har Sinai and says, Shuvu banim shovim. So if you remember again the way the Rebbe described that bas kol, what is that bas kol? What is that voice? He says that's the voice of the first two dibros, the first two commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself shared with us. First two commandments of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yia Lecha Elohim Achirim Ayim Hashem Your God, don't have any other gods, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us himself. So the Rebbe suggests that if a person opens their heart and opens their soul, you could hear those dibros each and every day. You could hear those dibros being stated, being repeated each and every day. He says, that's the pshat when it says, Bas kol yotzeis mehar chorev v'omer shuvu barim shovim. Why is the bas kol coming out from Har Chorev? Har Chorev is Har Sinai. Why is the bas kol coming from Har Sinai? Because it's the bas kol of the first two dibros. It's the bas kol where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, I am Hashem your God. No matter what you've done, no matter how much you've alienated yourself from me, no matter how many wrong directions you've gone in, I am Hashem your God, and nothing you could do could change that. We are in this relationship together. And when I hear that, that ultimately, again, is the invitation to do tshuva. That is the invitation to return. That's the invitation to re-engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says, Lefize, Yuvan ma shenikra basko. So this is actually so interesting. It's so funny because someone literally just asked me this question a couple of days ago. I said, it's a great question. I have no idea. Then I saw this piece from the Rebbe. He says, now we can understand why the voice which emanates from heaven is called a basko. In other words, what his question is why isn't it just called the kol? Right? Why isn't it just called a voice? Why would it be called a bas kol? Bas kol literally means the daughter of a voice. So he says something amazing. Api hashefa mehabori is babari hu yisbarach nishba b'choyom. So we'll say this is a tenet in Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's works, but the truth is it's a tenet in Chassidus, which is that every single day shefa, every single day what we'll call divine energy, comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers shefa upon us. Rak, shemetzamtzeim ha'adam es atzmo, kedei sheyuchal lekabel ha'shefa, kafi ha'chonas kabalasa. Now here's the amazing part. This divine energy comes down, but this divine energy to a certain degree is amorphous energy. And depending on what state a person is in, determines ultimately how that energy takes shape and takes form in my life. He says, for example, Yesh Adam, Shemet Samsem L'Chachma. There are some people who use that flow of divine energy to cultivate a sense of life wisdom. Sheyech Kam Ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. V'yesh Shemet Samsem L'Oshar U'L'Kavid L'Chein U'L'Shar Atovos. There are others who utilize this divine energy to become wealthy, honorable, to find chen, and other good things. Ulechol echad kefi hachanas kabalaso yihya hashefa kimoshu nishba me'is habari yisbarach shemo. And again, every person receives this shefa in a different way. Just as an aside, the Rebbe speaks about this concept elsewhere, and he says something very beautiful. He explains that a person, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Bechol isyu begadech levanim." Literally, at every moment, your clothing should be white. Which is Shlomo HaMelech's way of saying a person should be in a constant state of spiritual preparedness. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, "Ribono Shel Olam showers his shefa upon us each and every day." That shefa represents energy. That energy propels you in whichever direction you are in when you receive the shefa. So he says, for example, if a person, chas v'shalom, is engaged in a maisa avera, if a person is engaged in sinful activity, when they receive the shefa, so it could very well be that what? That energy will propel them to do even more negative behavior. A person is in a state of good. When a person receives the shefa, that shefa propels them to do good things. That's why Shlomo Melech says, you always have to be in a state of preparedness. Why? Because you never know at the end of the day when the shefa is going to come. It's an incredible, incredible idea. So the Rebbe says it a little bit differently. He says this shefa is divine energy, and depending on where we're holding in life, ultimately, again, that shefa influences us. So there are some people for whom the shefa gives them greater wisdom. There are some people for whom the shefa gives them greater wealth. Other brachos, and all other brachos. Kimoshu nishpa me'es habar yitzbarach, asher hu kalu hakol. So ze nikras bechinas kol. So this is amazing. So what the Rebbe suggests is as follows. That ultimately, again, what we call the shefa, what we call this divine energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that what? That the Ribono Shel Olam, this shefa, which is all-inclusive bracha, is called kol. He says, Asheru kolul hakol, it includes everything. And what this shefa is called is kol. This shefa, this divine energy, which is all-encompassing bracha, is called kol. Now it's called kol with a kuf. Kuf vav lamed. We'll say, what does kuf vav lamed mean? Kuf vav lamed means what? Voice. Now, what's the chap? Why is the shefa called kol? Because here's what's amazing. When you go ahead and you make a sound with your voice, not speak, but just make a sound with your voice, kol, you create voice. What's the amazing aspect of that? It can become whatever you want. In other words, the voice itself is a verbal energy. You can make it into whatever word, you can make it into whatever statement you want, depending on the way you choose to articulate it. The Rebbe says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa, the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers down upon us, that energy, we have the ability to make of that whatever we want. So again, I can make of it for good, I can chas v'shalom utilize it for not so good, I can make it into chachma, I can make it into osher, I can utilize that divine energy in a variety of different ways. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it is called kol. Well, watch this. V'ashvil shekol echad oseh gvul, v'iridas ha-shefa, nikra bas. Huloshon medida kimavur biyecheskel. Haremez ala gvul, v'hatzimtzum, u'medida shekol echad oseh u'metzamtzim liritzono. So this is amazing. So what happens when I go ahead and I utilize that shefa in a particular way? So when I utilize that shefa in a particular way, that's called bas. See, bas we often translate as daughter. But the Rebbe says, based on the pasuk from Yecheskel, bas also means a measurement. So bas kol, the Rebbe suggests, means a measured kol. The kol represents the unadulterated, complete shefa, divine energy. The bas represents a measured use of that energy in a particular way. So bas kol represents exposure to divine energy and then utilizing that energy in a particular direction. So says the Rebbe, now we understand. At least the Rebbe understood. V'zeh ha-remez bas haya li-avra. So remember again, v'ashem b'raches Avraham ba-kol. What does it mean Hashem blessed Avraham with everything? So kol, says the Rebbe, the kol, the Gemara said, represented bas. What does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham with a bas? V'zeh ha-remez bas haya la-avram u-ba-kol shma. So remember, Chazal said that God blessed Avram with everything. Everything is a daughter. And what was her name? What was her name? Bakol. So in other words, what was Avram Avinu blessed with? Bas Kol. Bas Kol. What does that mean, says the Rebbe? Shehayu lo shefa mimida haramos b'milas bas, shehu kalul kol hamidos. So beautiful. Says the Rebbe, do you want to know what the greatness of Avram Avinu was? Avram Avinu knew how to take the divine energy that was given to him and utilize it in a maximum capacity. He knew how to take his brachos and ultimately maximize them. I'll say, do you know what the greatest challenge we have in life? Not greatest. One of the greatest challenges we have in life? We each have so many brachos, so many brachos. I will say the crazy reality is often we squander them. And if I'm not squandering them, chas v'shalom, I'm for sure underutilizing them. There are so many beautiful brachos, so much shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon each of us. I don't have everything I want. Okay, no one has everything they want. But just because you don't have everything you want doesn't mean you don't have a lot. And our tachlis is to figure out how to utilize our divine blessings for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for our self-advancement and self-actualization. But often, unfortunately, that doesn't occur. Do you want to know the greatness of Avram Avinu? V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. What's the Bakol? Bas-Kol. Bas-Kol. He had a daughter who was named Kol. Bas-Kol. Bas-Kol means what? Kol, as we just saw before, is the Shefa, is the unadulterated energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bas is the measured use of it, a directed use of it. The greatness of Avram Avinu. Did Avram have everything? Did Avram have everything? No. Aram did have problems with his kids, right? He had a Yishmael. He had challenges with the neighbors. He had all different kinds of challenges. But what? But at the end of the day, he took the divine blessings that he had and he channeled them towards his own self-advancement and self-actualization. V'Hashem Beiraches Avram Bakol says, the Kedushas Levi means that Kedush Baruch Hu blessed Avram Avinu with the greatest bracha. Not just the kol, but gave him the wisdom to create of the kol a baskol. Utilize your blessings, appreciate your blessings, recognize the brachos you have, and at the end of the day, use them for your self-advancement. All right, the boss will stop over here.